Professor Theopolis eased himself down with some effort on my other side. Was he going to gloat, tell me how he knew from the start this would never work? He crossed his legs and folded his hands in his lap, resting his forearms on his knees. For a long time, he didn't say anything.
"Do you want to know who you really are, Ali?"
he asked finally in a low voice. His eyes were fierce and dark and made me want to look away.
"Whenever you have failed, when you are lying on your back in the mud, completely and utterly defeated,"
I sucked in my breath,
"you are the person who gets back up."
He stared into my eyes for a moment without smiling. Then he pushed himself up stiffly and started walking to the cottage. I exhaled slowly and watched his retreating figure. Mrs. Widget smiled at me sympathetically, then followed him.
"Well, come on, Allie."
Andy came over and held her hand out to me, sounding a little desperate. Pettigan rested one hand lightly on my forehead without saying anything.
"Okay," I said finally, "let's go back."
I grabbed Andy's hand and let her pull me up. Pettigan climbed up to my shoulder, and we walked back to the cottage together.